how do we cut a deal here? How do you compromise when two parties, maybe three parties, come at a deal from different perspectives and directions? What about ego? What about history? What about personality? Troy Barker's done more than 1,000 business negotiations around the world over his 25-year career, runs his own investment advisory firm, Kaniwi Capital, and Troy is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you see this as unique, given its politics, or is this just another negotiation?
It's just a negotiation.
Makes no difference.
Obviously, there are other dynamics going on, other outcomes they want. I mean, obviously, the business context is, you know, there's not the other political dimension going on, but certainly this is just a negotiation, the worst way I see it.
And in your experience, would the egos, the personalities, all that stuff you talk about around Winston Peters, that any different to any of the deals you may have done over the years?
No, not really.
So people walk into the room full of their own self-importance and personality plays a part, but you can still cut a deal at the end of the day?
Absolutely. I mean, the important thing for anyone negotiating with anyone else with that sort of approach is to know their weaknesses. And in a way, that the fact that is all, you've just said that is his weakness. So the fact that his strength also makes it his weakness.
What about who needs who more?
Yes. Well, I think the important point for in any negotiation is to find out and keep your opponent, firstly, never give your bottom lines away and keep your opponent guessing. So if for example, you don't have any leverage and they've got it over you, then you can't win that negotiation, full stop. So you have to always have something in your pocket as leverage.
Right.
If you haven't got that, and you can't telegraph that, because as soon as they know what that is, then you're going to be taken.
So, as you see it, who's got the leverage? Do the Nats have the leverage? Do Labor have the leverage? I mean, obviously, Winston's got the leverage because he's got two players in front of him begging him for support. So, who's got more leverage, Labor or the Nats?
Well, clearly, New Zealand First have the strongest position.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious. I mean, the Greens, ironically, could have had a strong position, but James Shaw has come out and said he's not negotiating with Nats. So he's immediately put himself into a three-way negotiation as the weakest party. So that wasn't smart. I think the Nats have got the second strongest position. They've got the moral high ground. That's really important in any negotiation, the moral high ground.
Yep.
They've got that. Labor have got a difficult challenge because they've got to negotiate with two other parties. And Winston will know that. So Labor, I think the ranking in terms of strength in this negotiation is Winston, the Nats, Labor and Greens last.
Well, great insight. We'll talk to you again before this is over, I reckon. Troy Barker, who's the founder and executive chairman of Kaniwi Capital. His point with the Greens is a very good one. I hadn't quite worked it through for myself. Trouble with Shaw, even if he'd gone, tell you what, you guys, I think I might have a word with the Nationals. If he had done that, would anyone have actually believed him? In other words, could he have done it credibly?